9B.
Dear Kathy, hey, don't think I'm mean for sending you an email while I'm sitting next to a pool in the sun, sipping one of those big tropical drinks while you're sitting at your computer in your office back in Minneapolis. I'm just trying to send you some sun. What a trip this has been. You remember how much I was looking forward to coming here, don't you? Well, practically as soon as I arrived, I began to catch a cold. What a bummer. Anyway, I missed the hiking expedition we had planned. I had to stay in bed the whole day. But David went and told me all about it when he got back. He said it was unbelievable, so picturesque. They got to walk near the summit of a volcano. David said the tour guide told them that the flora and fauna were relatively undisturbed and that the area was reminiscent of what Hawaii used to look like before the tourists took it over. I felt better the next day and was ready to start my adventures. Since we had more than 1.5 weeks left, we decided I should go slowly. So we went for a cruise in a glass-bottom boat. It was absolutely spectacular. The colors of the tropical fish and the coral formations were just amazing. But I was still a bit sick, and I was pretty exhausted after the cruise. So I just hung around the hotel for the rest of the day and read, while David went off and looked into some other things for us to do. We spent a couple of days just walking around, looking at the shops, and lying on the beach. When I started to feel like myself again, we decided to take an eco tour. We were able to see how Hawaii has some amazingly different terrain. One of the things we saw was a Hawaiian temple on a bluff above Waimea Bay. The panoramic view overlooking the ocean from there was incredible. We also went to a bird sanctuary where we looked through a telescope to enhance our view. Then we got to go for a walk on this absolutely pristine beach where we saw plants, birds, dolphins, whales, and even a sea turtle. I leave in a few days, but one of the last things I want to do here is visit Hawaii's lush rainforest. You know all those commercials you see with the beautiful swaying coconut trees, the white sand, and the turquoise-colored ocean, don't you? Well, they're all true. I can't wait to see the rainforest. I hope you get to come to Hawaii someday soon. You just love it here, and it sure beats January in Minneapolis. See you real soon, Meredith.